man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Just Hillbilly. This is your hillbilly. Up here in northern North Dakota. And winter has officially begun today for us. This was our first snow. Well, it wasn't kind of a light snow, but it's our first snow. So this week we'll have to say goodbye to our flowers as they wilt. And we enter into winter. This is James Kelso, your host on the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Live, as always, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's, what is it today? Aside from being the first day of snow, it's October 26th, 2023. And you're welcome to call into the show at 512-248-8252. I just had my brain just locked up. If anything I gave you there in the phone number was incorrect, disregard it. You all should have the phone number better memorized than I do. That 512 Round Rock, Texas area code, and you can call it anytime. You don't need any special green light to call this show. We got a little break right here. Let's take that break and see you on the other side.
Excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Sing it, Merle. Never did find that wealthy woman. Got a lot to gain. Hey, we're here at the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. And let's see, where to begin? Nice thing happened today. The deep state was trying to chew up as much of Donald Trump's precious time as they could. So they had him in yet another courtroom. This time, Judge Engoron. Judge Engoron. He sounds like a name of a... Donald Trump has called these people mutants, and it does sound like a mutant name, Engoron. So something like something from another galaxy. But here's the story. Here's what happened today. This is very well written over on The Gateway Pundit by Christina Layla. She covers this story. President Trump abruptly walked out of the Manhattan courtroom early on Wednesday afternoon after Michael Cohen admitted in court Trump never ordered him or Trump or CFO Alan Weisselberg to inflate his assets. Trump was in court again on Wednesday in Letitia James' Soviet-style fraud trial. Radical Marxist New York Attorney General Letitia James is seeking, get this, $250 million in, quote, damages, unquote, when there is no victim in this fraud case. Nobody lost a penny. Nobody was cheated. Nobody was injured in any way, financial or any other. And she is also seeking to ban Trump and his sons from operating any businesses in New York. Well, that's their home. I mean, this is true, truly Red Chinese struggle session, Soviet style Dzerzhinsky, KGB, so-called justice. This is reminiscent of the Wolf of the Kremlin, Lazar Moiseyevich Kaganovich. She accused Trump of inflating his assets and defrauding lenders and insurance companies. Now, get what happened yesterday. Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, a convicted felon and, I might add, a dirtbag, testified for the second day in a row on Wednesday. On Tuesday, Cohen, a known liar, told the court that Trump inflated his assets. He continued his testimony on Wednesday, where he admitted, now he's under cross-examination, he admitted in court that Trump never ordered him to inflate his financials. Trump's attorney says, so Mr. Trump never asked you to inflate the numbers on his financial statement? Trump attorney Cliff Robert asked Michael Cohen. Correct, Cohen said. Trump's lawyer, Cliff Robert, immediately asked the judge to dismiss the trial because Cohen, the key witness, just told the court that Trump never instructed him to inflate his assets. He also, by the way, admitted right there that he committed yet another crime. Cohen did. He's gone as a witness. Judge Mutant Engoron, denied the motion to dismiss, and it was at this point, now this is the choice Trump moment, at this point that Trump got up and abruptly walked out of the courtroom. He said, after leaving, the witness just admitted that we won the trial and the judge should end this trial immediately, Trump said after he stormed out of the courtroom. Now here's a video of that. Let me just watch the video and see if there's any audio that you can relate to. Here he is walking out. The security is around him.
Mr. Hoffler, the witness just admitted we won the trial and the judge should end this trial immediately. Thank you.
So just he said just what we read. So I like that. That's a very Trumpian move to just get up and spin on his heels and leave the courtroom. Oh, look at this. Michael Cohen trashed Trump after the court was adjourned for the day. According to CNN, Cohen clarified his response to questions from Letitia James's office that Trump didn't direct him to inflate his assets, but it was implied. Then here's Cohen. He speaks like a mob boss, unquote, Michael Cohen insisted. So he's saying, I was psychically getting instructions from Donald Trump. Make a Ford and a Chevy. What a load of swill. We'll be right back.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American.
We're back, folks, and let's continue this. Donald Trump's posting about this dirtbag Michael Cohen, who, and you know, the left, the commies, you know, they're looking for, you know, scouting high and low to find the worst, trashiest scumbags like Michael Cohen, trying to get some kind of testimony against Donald Trump from these people. And they've had scant little success. They have come up with nothing of this actual, an actual misdeed by Donald Trump. But Michael Cohen, very low on the scale of ethics. Here's what Donald Trump said about him today. Let me find his post. It's good. Okay, he's also writing about another scumbag. Maggie Haberman. I just realized what Donald Trump did. Maggie Haberman writes for the New York Times, and she has Trump derangement syndrome. She really hates Donald Trump. And the And so in this, Donald Trump is going to give her a nickname here that he doesn't call her Haberman. He calls her Hagerman. In other words, she's a hag. And only Donald Trump can do this, can call this reporter a hag. He changes her name from Haberman to Hagerman. But he does even better with her first name. He doesn't call her Maggie. He instead calls her Maggot. Maggot Hagerman. And so here he goes. He writes this today for our enjoyment. Writer Maggot Hagerman of the failing New York Times wrote almost her entire fake story today about the Trump-hating judge's gag order. They love to silence me. Rather than the racist attorney general's star witness, it's Michael Cohen, choking like a dog on the witness stand and admitting that I never asked him to do anything wrong. He also admitted that he lied to Congress under oath again, brand new charges. That means they no longer have a witness or a case. She also failed to report. So she's reporting on the trial in the New York Times today. And she doesn't notice that their star witness, another Maggot Cohen, admitted he lied under oath, and he also contradicted his own star witness testimony. I'll read on here. That means they no longer have a witness or a case. She also failed to report that the Trump-hating judge refuses to respect or accept the appeals court decision reversing him. So this judge, this mutant Engoron, he's already been overruled by the appeals court. But this judge just, you know, he's illustrating the point that we don't have justice in America. We don't have a justice system. We don't have the rule of law. He just ignores the appeals court. And the president says, this is a first. Maggot should focus her energies on corrupt prosecutors and judges whose hatred and bias is so great that they are unable to make a fair and reasonable decision. New York is crime-ridden and dying. But I will save it in 2024. It can't come too fast. Nice. And here's one that's, I didn't know this one. I haven't looked into it. I don't know anything about it, but this is on the president's thread. One of his people posting on his thread says, Julian Assange just went live from prison. Shocking truths will be exposed. So I haven't watched it or... and then there... Well, let me go back to... Let's go back to the president where I know something of what I'm reading. So we got through Maggot Hagerman there. And here's one, here's a nice one. This, the president, again, these are all, I take these all from the president. This is all off of truthsocial.com. And this is from a link to Breitbart.com. Let me go to that link. And this article says, King Maker Donald Trump congratulates new Speaker Mike Johnson. Donald Trump congratulated new Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana, for winning the Speaker's gavel Wednesday, one day after the president put the final nail in the coffin of Representative Tom Emmer's bid. And by the way, President Trump also put the final nail in the coffin of Kevin McCarthy prior to that. Congratulations to Representative Mike Johnson, Trump posted on Truth Social. He will be a great speaker. Make America great again. And Trump had taken to the platform earlier in the day to congratulate House Republicans on a, quote, big and very important day, and encourage them with a strong suggestion to support Johnson. This is before Johnson was confirmed or elected. The former president expressed his displeasure Tuesday morning. See how fast this story broke. With leading speaker candidate Tom Emmer calling him a globalist rhino and saying that voting for Emmer would be a, quote, tragic mistake, unquote. Johnson, with Trump support, won the gavel on the House floor with unanimous Republican support. So that's all too beautiful. And let me re-enter the president's. Here's a post reposted, retruthed by Trump, a post of one of his favorites, and our favorites here, Jack Posobiec. And some of you may watch Jack Posobiec's excellent TV, as it were, show on Real America's Voice. Breaking: RFK Jr. comes out against federal government shutting down and opposes Republicans cutting federal spending. So this is, here's what I'm liking about that headline. And I'm also liking this about the candidacy of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The polling coming out, and I hope we get to some of that. I hope the president has posted it. Everybody who said Robert Kennedy will hurt Trump, his candidacy will take more from Trump than it will from Biden, they are proving wrong. And all the polls that are including RFK Jr. as an independent third candidate are showing him clobbering Joe Biden. Donald Trump still winning the whole shooting match. Then a really stripped down Joe Biden coming in second, having been his numbers having been torn apart by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. All right, let's see if the president puts that out. Let's go down here. The president puts up a post congratulating Mark Levin's wife. And Julie, that's her name, Julie Levin, is a spectacular person. And this is in relation to something I'm unfamiliar with. Let's go down here a little further. The Attorney General case against me in New York State just lost its star witness, sleazebag former attorney, and he's been disbarred. Former attorney Michael Cohen. He was disbarred for lying and more, who admitted to lying in this case and clearly stated that I did nothing wrong. The unhinged judge, a highly political and fully biased Trump hater, refused to dismiss this hoax of a case and has lost all credibility. He should be ashamed of himself. Okay, let's go down. There's more posts on that. He sanctioned Donald Trump and fined him $10,000 yesterday for violating the mutant Engoron's gag order that he may not speak about his own case. The defendant may not speak about his own case as he tries to defend himself. You may not defend yourself. Put your hands in your pockets. Put your hands behind your back while we hit you with this baseball bat around the head. You're not allowed to defend yourself. If you defend yourself, we'll hurt you even worse. That's great. That's life in current America. And then the president, lots of praise for Mike Johnson. Post there. And let's keep going down. There's an awful lot of posts here. Here's one. Okay, this is a funny one. This is posted by the president. So this is somebody did a YouTube or a video edit type deal. And they start with the president, Donald Trump, in his white golf shirt and his red Make America Great cap. He's teeing off. And what course is he at? I can't make it out for sure. He hits one of his classic tremendous drives. And then whoever edited the video shows the golf ball going into another frame, another patched-in video of Donald Trump's golf ball hitting Joe Biden as he does all of his stumbles down the stairs and on stages and off of bicycles. And so the Trump tee shot ricochets off of Biden numerous times. It's a great, you got to watch it. You can see it over on Truth Social. He responds again today. Great speech today for the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Off to a terrific start. So he liked, and I like Mike Johnson. Boy, I'll tell you, this guy is going to change things big time in the right way. All right, the president again posting today. Whole bunch of great things from the president reposts things by Marjorie Taylor Greene. They're very good. Mike Johnson strongly supports an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. Now, this thought may not be worth a whole hill of beans, but you know, having Joe Biden as Donald Trump's adversary in the 2024 election, which is just a year away, might actually be an optimal situation. So let the Democrats get rid of Joe Biden if that is going to happen. Let them do it. It might not make sense for the right to expend a whole lot of its political capital on an effort to impeach Joe Biden. It's kind of what I'm saying is he's just the right opponent for Donald Trump. You want Joe Biden to be at the head of the Democrat ticket in 2024. So let the Democrats have him. And also, by the way, is impeachment necessary? Everybody knows. This is one of those things that everybody knows. Which reminds me of the song by a great song by a New York City composer, songwriter. Forgot his first name. Cohen is his last name. it'll come to me. But in that, the lyric he repeats in his song is, "Everybody knows." One of his great lines, I'll give you one of his great lines when we come back in just a moment.
And hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks. And the it came to me during the break here. That was the Cohen I was thinking of, who wrote a great song, Everybody Knows, by Leonard Cohen. And he sings in his deep bass voice. It goes like this. But the line I like the most from the song is, everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Nice. Nice. And the whole song is built on the idea that there's so many things. And that's what's going on now. Everybody knows. Everybody knows we're getting screwed. Everybody knows the Democrats are a bunch of communists. Everybody knows that America is being destroyed. All these left-wingers on TV, you know, they're lying. They're just lying through their teeth. They know. Another line from Cohen is, everybody knows the dice are loaded. The game is rigged. Sounds like Donald Trump talking about the truth. Here it is.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes.
Everybody knows what guy's down there. Yes. So let us go back to the president here. And let's find the more from the president today. He says, he's saying, he's putting up a whole lot of posts about the, and unfortunately, he's compelled to be in these courts. And this is not where he belongs. This is not where we need him to be. And that's exactly why the left is dragging him into these courts. It's not going to work. Donald Trump will overcome the difficulty. He says, congratulations. You know, we were celebrating yesterday. We were high-fiving yesterday and on the incredible defeat of Kevin McCarthy. What an incredible thing. And the intricacy of what happened yesterday and the day before is something that people need to remember and hang on to. Don't let it get lost in the memory hole. Kevin McCarthy, he exposed himself in that confidential Republican meeting where he alone objected to a unanimous consent poll that Congressman Molinaro, a moderate, asked for a poll and a suspension of the rules. And Kevin McCarthy, he reminds me of another line from that Leonard Cohen song where Leonard Cohen's talking about his either his girlfriend or his wife. And he says, I'm just doing it from memory, paraphrasing it, but it's something like, everybody knows you had to meet lots of new people. Without your clothes. Everybody knows. okay. Pretty cynical guy, this Leonard Cohen. Reminds me of the comic. Oh, come on. Why do I forget these guys' names? Anyway, that'll come to me in a break, too. Congratulations. Now, here's a guy who's not cynical, Donald Trump. Congratulations to congressional Republicans. Yesterday was a big and very important day. It gave us a quick and easy way forward with five candidates who are beyond reproach and represent the absolute best there is in the Republican Party. Even the fake news media is impressed with what took place yesterday and, more importantly, with the candidates.